time for Talking Books. Made possible by La Vida Dolce Cafe in Southern Village. Stop by for an afternoon pick-me-up, enjoy a delicious nitro cold brew coffee, or indulge with a new gelato flavor. And don't forget to bring your favorite book. Talking Books, as always, Wednesdays at 4:30, and we are joined, as always, by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's a hot day, so I'm happy to be inside in the air conditioning.
Yes, yeah. It is hot.
But this deal is
like one of those days when I got into work early this morning and I just had meeting, facing my email, meeting. And when I walked out the doors, I was like, oh, it feels so good out here because I'd been in highly conditioned air.
Yeah.
But then within like 30 seconds, I was like, oh, it's hot.
There's that great moment when you walk out of an air conditioned building and you're like, ah, it's so much nicer out here. It's just, it's fine. It's, oh God, I'm going back. I'm turning around and going right back in.
Yep. But yes, it's hot, but things are great at Chapel Hill Public Library.
Cool.
The kids are back in school. Which means, you know, there's a seasonal ebb and flow to the Chapel Hill Public Library. So now the kids come in, especially the Phillips Middle School kids, come in at about 3:30. Like, the teen room is silent all day.
Which is what you want, because they should be in school on a Wednesday.
Some homeschoolers
use it. Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, at 3:40... the Phillips kids come in and other kids come in, and then for like 3 hours, it's just like Snickers bar wrappers and video games, and they'll go down to Dunkin' Donuts, and it's awesome.
Nice.
Because what I love about it is the kids really make it their own space, and then you have like everybody's doing their thing. Like, there'll be kids on the computers gaming, and then we'll have a movie playing, and like some kids are watching that, but some kids are like facing their notebooks doing homework.
Yeah.
And the kids like make it their own. They generally get along. And then by like 7:30, it's just like totally empty. And it just looks kind of like frat
Except
house
for, like,
decor.
One Snickers wrapper just floating down
along
to the ground.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like a tumbleweed.
So we love having them. They're super fun kids. And then just throughout the day, like, we're settling into the rhythm of the UNC students now come in more during the day because they're back, and a lot more seniors and caregivers with the babies and the toddlers come in. So it's very nice.
I appreciate that the UNC students come to the Chapel Hill Public Library because they've got Davis, they've got Wilson, they've got like several libraries on campus that have big study spaces, but they come to the Chapel Hill Library.
A lot of them do, and we love that because we're easy to get to. We have a coffee shop. It's nicely lit. It's bright, you know.
Cool.
There's all that.
And a lot of people are going to be heading to the library this weekend because it's time for the big book sale.
Nice segue, Aaron
Keck. Thank you.
Well done. It's like, this is your job or something.
I minored in segue in college.
You what?
I minored in segue in college.
I thought you said that you wrote a segue in college.
Oh, no. No one did that.
Right.
No one ever did that.
So, yeah, there's so much going on. I mean, I think at some point during our time together today, we'll talk about a book.
Yes.
But we've got a, I mean, there's a lot happening. So first of all, the Friends Big Book Sale is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. These are always great. I think they told me the other day they have over 20,000 books.
Wow.
So whenever they hit close to or over 20,000, it's a big sale.
Yes.
This is not one. So they started doing the Sip and Shop. That's at the April sale and at the December sale. For this one, they don't do the Sip and Shop, but they do a really fun raffle. So the Friends have these five or six really nice gift baskets. They have things like, one of them has like a round of golf and dinner at the country club. One of them has like a bottle of wine and a gift certificate to Flyleaf.
Nice.
One of them is a kids basket. They're really great. And for like $3 a ticket or 2 for $5, you can buy a chance to win the basket. So they'll be out there during the sale. And then the sale is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So they switched up the hours a little bit. Friday, 3 to 5:30, and that's Friends only, but you can join at the door. Saturday, 10 to 5:30, and then Sunday, 11 to 3, and breaking news. It's not good news. I'm just going to say. Oh, I mean, it's fine news. It's good news and it's bad news.
Now I'm apprehensive. I thought you were just going to tell me it's bag sale day.
It is bag sale day.
Okay.
However, for the first time in like 10 or more years, they've raised the price on the bags.
Oh, no.
It's $7. So that's the bad news.
Everybody panic.
I know. The good news is that it's still just $7.
That's true. It goes to a good cause as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So the reason for that, I'm just going to get it out there, is they haven't raised the price on the bag sale in years. Mm-hmm. I think more than 10 years. They are supporting us more than ever. So we're busier. We are more busy than ever. Of course, most of our funding comes from the people and from the people of Chapel Hill through the town's budget. But they provide that icing on the cookie, the sprinkles on the cupcake that make everything better. And so they are also doing it for that reason. But also, this is still cheaper than most bag sales in the area.
Yeah.
Like, they looked around at other places. They've been pricing too low. So bring your own bag. $7 a bag. That is all day Sunday from 11 to 3, and there's still plenty of great stuff on Sunday.
Will there be bags there for people who forget to bring their own?
Yes.
Good. Awesome.
There will be.
I often forget to bring my own.
Well, of course you do. So the Friends sale is happening this week, and then one of the things that the Friends support are annual Band Books trading cards.
Nice.
Which people love.
That was a good segue.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't minor, but I took a class.
Yeah.
It was pass-fail.
It was an elective. Yeah, no, of course.
So we got like 67 entries this year for
cool.
our Band Books trading cards. We got together last week. The jury was myself, the Mayor Heminger, Elaine Westbrooks, who's the Dean of UNC Libraries, and Catherine Wagner, who's the Director of UNC Arts Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was an all-ladies jury this year.
Cool.
And we chose 7 winners. And so those will go up in the library during Banned Books Week, which is September 22nd through 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And then next Friday night, the 20th, we'll do our typical Banned Books party. We bring the artists. There's wine and cupcakes. But
always
we're adding
fun.
Something special this
right.
year. So this Friday.
This is what the extra $2 is for.
That's right. this Friday at 109 East Franklin. Sorry.
Downtown.
It's been a long day of talking.
Yeah,
did I mention all the meetings?
Yeah. So it's Second Friday Art Walk this Friday,
yes,
right?
Yes. Thank you for saving
yes,
me.
No problem.
We have been programming on the arts and culture side of things. We've been programming this vacant downtown space, 109 East Franklin Street, which we're now calling Gallery 109.
Ooh,
doesn't that sound artsy?
It does kind of sound artsy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any word followed by a number, like
right.
Gallery 109, Blink 182, you know that's high class right there. Yeah.
Studio 979.
Studio
979.
Yeah, I like that. Studio 97.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Just
Studio
like
54?
The 70s, but 43
Wait.
Better. Yeah.
You're good at math, too. What are we even doing now, Aaron? What is this show about
Nobody
right now?
Nobody ever knows. We never okay. know. We just go in and do stuff, and
I'm
it
hit
seems
the rewind
to work
button.
Out. Okay.
And now I'm going to make the rewind noise.
I know, we went too far back.
Oh, boy. Okay. We're going to focus now. We're going to power through this half hour of radio.
Gallery 109.
Gallery 109.
109 East Franklin
yes.
Street. This Friday, there's something cool involving
there
Banned
is.
Books Week.
We are launching, so here's another fancy word. At Gallery 109, we'll be having a retrospective.
Ooh.
Also a fancy art word.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Here's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, my awesome crew from the Library and Arts and Culture are taking the past 6 years' worth of Banned Books trading card winners. It's over 50 of these large format art pieces made by local artists, and they're going to hang them in the Gallery 109 space.
Nice.
So it's a cool way to bring this project downtown to the 100 block. Lots of student traffic, lots of new eyes on it. So we're going to have this Banned Books pop-up gallery up starting Saturday and going through the 20th, or starting Friday night and going through Sunday the 29th.
Awesome.
So it's downtown. It's a pop-up arts thing. Friday night, we're also going to give a sneak peek before the sneak peek of this year's 7 winners.
Nice.
So if you're out and about Friday night between 6 and 9, come by 109 East Franklin Street, see all the past year's winners, see this year's new winners, and just hang out and be downtown and be artsy-fartsy at the retrospective at Gallery 109.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Speaking with Susan Brown, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. Again, Banned Books Week starts next a week from this weekend. So on the 22nd, it runs to the 29th. Big book sale this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then the retrospective at Gallery 109 this Friday and continuing all next week. So head there and check that out. Yeah. So based on all of that, let's recommend banned books, maybe?
Sure.
Okay.
So I was trying to put all of that together.
Yes.
I was thinking about the banned books trading cards, and I was thinking about the Friends sale and
yes.
Friendship.
Uh-huh. This is about to be a banned book about friendship.
Yes.
Oh, of which there are a lot, by the way. I was looking at the ALA.org, American Library Association, mm-hmm. has their top 10 most challenged books of the year. And you can look at the whole, like, archive going back for the entire decade and the yep. entire century, in fact, going back to 2000. And there are a lot of kids' books and just a lot of books about, like, friendships between kids that for some reason scare people.
Oh, yeah, Bridge to
yeah.
Terabithia.
Yes,
I mean,
Harry Potter.
Tons. Yes.
Yeah.
So thinking about banned books about friendship and then thinking about our trading cards, the very first year, mm-hmm. we had a really, really great piece based on this book. And this year, we have a really great piece based on this book. Each of those are in the winning trading cards. I'm going to highly recommend Charlotte's Web.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a book that's been banned often, and it's about a friendship, but the friendship's between a girl and a pig and a spider.
Yes.
It's just great.
Not so
and
much the girl and the spider. The pig is kind of the
right.
liaison between the two. Yeah.
Another fancy word.
Liaison. Yeah. Mm. That's the wine bar next to Gallery 109. It's just liaison.
That's amazing. And fun fact, Charlotte's Web has Susan Brown's all-time favorite opening line of mm-hmm. any book ever.
It is a truth universally. No, that's not right.
Wrong.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Pig in Regency clothing. No,
yes.
I'm sorry. So the book starts, "Where's Papa going with that axe?" said Fern to her mother as they were setting the table for breakfast.
Nice.
That just slays me.
Yeah.
Where's Papa going with that axe?
Mm.
So
why is Charlotte's Web banned? I feel like every time we talk about Charlotte's Web, it's like, why on earth would that book be banned?
So also one of my favorite reasons for banning a book
uh-huh.
ever. So the reason that it has been challenged and censored and banned and removed or some variation of those things is because people say that it features talking animals, which
Lord.
Is blasphemous. Of course, in the Bible itself, there is
pretty
a talking
ass,
or Balaam's ass is a talking animal,
right.
So I can't quite wrap my head around that.
Also,
but
there's a snake pretty early
sure.
on, if I recall.
Yeah, right.
Just
yeah.
off the top of the dome
yep.
here, but okay.
So
right.
that's that checks all the boxes
all
for
right.
this week. In fact, that's the only book I'm going to recommend this week.
Nice.
So you have to carry the rest of the show.
Well, we're almost out of time, so that's fine. I have to recommend a commonly challenged book that also happens to be possibly my favorite book of all time, which is Alison Bechdel's Fun Home. Great graphic novel. Now it's a Broadway show, won the Tony. Best graphic novel of all time, IMHO. And also possibly, it's in the conversation for me of best book I've ever read. You love the opening line of Charlotte's Web. I love the last page of Fun Home. Like, the ending just takes all of these different pieces that are bouncing all over the place and just brings them all together in this incredible and unexpected way that just, like, blows me away every time. But everything
before
it is really good.
Like, I've read the book, but I can't remember the final
image. The final panel is young Allison jumping into her father's arms in the swimming pool, and it's a reverse perspective of the Polaroid that she puts at the very beginning of the last chapter,
yeah.
which is like a picture that's taken from the other angle. Yeah.
Yes.
And I didn't notice that until like the fifth time I'd read the book, and I was like, oh, this makes it even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a book that was one of our winning trading cards a couple years ago.
The Year of HB2.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By Libby Fosso, who's a wonderful local artist, and she, can I say this? I don't know, I'm just going to say it. She has a card this year that's one of the winners that's
uh-huh.
also a really contemporary statement about what's happening in our world now. So she's very good at bridging the literary to the art to the social issues thing. So y'all should come out and see that.
You've
one.
Already spilled
good.
The beans on two of the seven winners
yeah,
just in the
that,
last
didn't
5 minutes.
One's
so
about
we have
Toni
to stop.
Morrison too.
Oh, good.
So
three.
Good.
Oh,
yes.
Nice. All right, we've got to stop. But again, big book sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the library, Gallery 109 East Franklin Street this Friday for Second Friday Art Walk, and then on into next week for the Banned Books Trading Card Art Display, and then Banned Books Week the following week. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org, the website. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
That has been Talking Books. Hey, let's keep the conversation going. La Vida Dolce has its book club every Tuesday at 5:30, led by local author Katie Rose Guest Pryle. Next week, next Tuesday at 5:30, they'll be discussing Toni Morrison, as it happens, the book Sula, over gelato, wine, coffee, and more. That is open and welcome to all, so head to La Vida Dolce next week for that.